I'm Gail Straub, and you're listening to She Explores. Before I jump into this episode, I want to send a big thanks to everyone who listened to the last episode that I worked with Liz Song on, Diversity, Beyond the Buzzword. If you haven't gotten to it yet, or you're new to this podcast, I really encourage you to have a listen and share it with a friend if it resonates. We don't want this to be a one-and-done subject. I'll be thinking about it as I develop content for 2017, and we're excited to share part two next week. It'll include some solutions and active steps you can take to encourage inclusiveness on the trail and beyond. This episode is about the women of Wilder Goods. That's Wilder with a Y, a new online retail company and platform for the modern outdoors woman. It launched the day before Thanksgiving and should help a lot of us out with our holiday shopping. This time of year can be pretty exhausting. There are so many people to see and there are a lot of expectations for gifting. What I love about Wilder Goods is that it's carefully curated with brands who emphasize sustainability and social good. They're not really looking to turn over a ton of product. They want to connect women with gear that's going to last and also help lessen your environmental impact. But I'll let them tell you about it. I interviewed the three women who make up Wilder, co-founders Janie Dial and Lindsay Elliott, as well as Gina Peters, their brand partnership director and first employee. Since I met them over a year ago, I've been really struck by the heart that makes up this company. I think you will too.
Wow. She is super, she's raw. She's a powerful, powerful woman. She is a creative mind. Man, where would Wilder be without that?
This is Gina Peters introducing co-founder Janie Dial.
We always want to keep her safe if we could keep a helmet on her and that continuation of the creativity that she's constantly putting into Wilder and into her own life. It's incredible. She's a storyteller. Everything she says is purposeful and beautiful and eloquent. And if it isn't eloquent, she has turned it into something really goofy and in a joke. I mean, she's an all-around character, and she's not only just powerful and just being, and is always one of the first to try and diffuse a situation of any kind. She's a great listener and she has great hair. Yeah, Janie. That feels so good for you just to bring up Janie. She brings calm. She's an incredible woman. I love that girl.
What an introduction. I first started off by asking Janie about the origin story of Wilder.
Wilder wasn't even called that for so long. It was just an idea in my head. And I originally had a different partner who lives in Portland, Oregon, and she and I had a business together called Nomad. And we both had a little talk one day, I think it was back in 2013, about the lack of options available that were cool and innovative. We were having a hard time finding just simple hiking pants for women. We were just kind of frustrated and thought, oh, there's this opportunity that exists for a platform and e-commerce. And I'm a web designer, so I thought, yeah, maybe. And it didn't really get much traction because of what happened in my life, which is that I fell in love. I moved to California and my business was going pretty well. I was just kind of in that honeymoon phase for a long time. So it was put on hold, this thing that didn't even have a name. And then honestly, it's, gosh, I always have to kind of talk about the elephant in the room if I am to talk about Wilder and the origin story, because it's just, I mean, the truth is, I think Wilder was born out of grief. And that's a strange place for a business to be born out of, but that's the reality of things. When my boyfriend died, it was a reckoning. It was a wake-up call. It was a devastating moment of clarity, I guess. And it didn't happen in those first few months. It happened in the aftermath. And Lindsay moved in with me about 6 months after Brad died. And in those like restless nights and those awful weeks and months afterwards when my conversations were just very succinct and real and raw. I mean, there's no other way to put it. I was in such a raw state of being that I started to think about mortality and a legacy and what I should be doing with my life and all these paths that were available to me, but that I had been so scared of starting on and giving myself to. And I think that's what grief teaches you sometimes for some people. For me, it was a huge awakening. And when Lindsay moved in, things shifted drastically for me because I had spent so much time alone in our house. All of a sudden, there was this dog and this person kind of bearing witness. And I started to look at my life from a different perspective. And we started climbing together and hiking and running and biking. And Lindsay became the friend that I needed most at that moment in my life, like an adventure partner, because Brad had been that for me. And we shared a house, we shared a life, and we shared this future. And all of a sudden, it disintegrated. And so, I mean, that's the heavy, real part of how Wilder was born. Lindsay and I having such a raw, intimate, crazy experience as new friends was the foundation for this business and for our partnership and for helping each other be brave enough to pursue it.
Thank you for sharing that with me. Was a piece of that getting some control over your future?
I don't think control is the word that I would associate with the feeling state that I was in. I think it was more asking good questions and asking better questions of myself. Questions like, what is it that is going to get you through if and when the rug gets pulled out again? Who are the players in your life that will catch you if you fall? What is it that you have been moving towards and compelled towards your entire life, but not willing to do? And I think asking myself, like, what are you so afraid of, is the root of what compelled me to finally say, all right, I'm diving in head first and I'm quitting everything else. And I think because I had already lost so much, the question that I was asking myself on a daily basis was, what do I have to lose?
And what do you have to gain too? You have a lot to gain.
And on the other side of all of that grief and sorrow and trudging through really what was an existential crisis was a knowing for the first time in my life about what real friendship looks like. And Lindsay was that true friend and that person who could see me in the darkest moments and also dream with me in the brightest moments. The power of grief to pull you into the moment and to really empower you and embolden you to take action immediately is one of the gifts that comes with it. And that was really surprising to me. And for all the heartache in those first few months, there has been a reciprocal energy that has come back in the form of community, in the form of support, in the form of a belief in myself that didn't exist before like it does now. And yeah.
Sounds like such a nice gift for Brad to give you.
Yeah, you're right. It is a gift. I'll take it with me every single day. It sounds really cheesy, but if you've lost someone, you know what I'm talking about. You kind of just take on the character traits that you love in them and you absorb the goodness. And Brad was so good at life and so good-natured and so good-hearted. And so it's impossible to be bitter or to be jaded. That was never really an option. And of course I raged and of course I was pissed and a lot of complicated issues arose. But, you know, we also started a foundation. I became the executive director of a nonprofit called the BRAD Foundation. And it's through that experience too that I learned about nonprofit work and what it meant to be a 501c3. And that has informed the way that we've strategized how to bridge the gap between Wilder as a for-profit business and working with nonprofits. That's yet another gift and yet another way that I've been able to step into this new territory, corporations, B corporations, and nonprofits. You know, I've never been a business owner or started a foundation. And both of those things have happened in the last 2 years. And both of them have been fairly successful. So yeah, that is Brad's gift. And the work that we do with the foundation, I mean, the BRAD Foundation is one of our nonprofit partners that we're starting with. And so it's all coming together. There's nothing arbitrary about these paths. Like, they've all converged, and Wilder is the umbrella that kind of holds it all together.
Why did you decide together to make Wilder a B Corp?
It's a no-brainer. It's just the right thing to do. We're not driven by profit. There's no exit strategy for us. We're not your typical Silicon Valley startup. And yes, we're in the tech industry, and yes, it's e-commerce, but it's not business as usual. And we want to be disruptive because that's also who we are. Entrepreneurship has pushed us in the ways that rock climbing pushes you. And all of the outdoor pursuits that we love are so synonymous with what we're experiencing with building a business and building a company. So much of the same emotion and feeling around risk and reward and doubt and insecurity, it all comes into play in all the decisions that we're making. The name Benefit Corporation doesn't that just sound better? Like, you're doing something, you're benefiting someone or something. And I think the connotation of benefit is that it's not just about you, and it's not just about your life, and it's not just about your profit. It's about people and planet and profit, and they all have to work together. And if we don't start doing business differently, if we don't start doing consumerism differently, we have to do things differently. Being a corporation can be powerful, because as an individual, sure, I can go be a volunteer somewhere and I can curb my own consumerism, and I can be hyper conscious and vigilant about the clothes I wear and the products that I buy and what I grow. But I think business can be the unifier of those beliefs and those values. And corporation has a bad rap. Like, I never thought that I would own a corporation. You know, I'm not a corporate person. But I listened to this podcast the other day, and David White, who's one of my favorite poets, was talking about corporations, and the root of corporation is corpus, which means the body. And we're more powerful as a collective and as a community. And so I continue to be amazed that I own a corporation, even though it is a benefit corporation. But corporation doesn't have to be a bad word, and it doesn't have to be evil, and it doesn't have to be associated with the desecration of the planet. It can actually mean unifying people and bringing them together as a collective movement to make change.
Yeah, you guys get to empower customers to benefit others.
Yeah, we're so burdened by choice. We're not creating a website, a platform where you have 100 different options for a pair of pants. You have like 4, and you should probably get the best pair made by a company who gives a damn about the environment and whose factories actually care about health and human welfare and who understand cradle to grave processes and who are conscious of and aware of the materials that they use. So one of the things that we're trying to do is curate really well so that you can not have to spend as much time going through page after page after page, but just landing on a couple things and knowing, because we're so transparent, that you're making a better decision sometimes that's enough, and it's really easy to get discouraged about decisions.
Yeah, it's nice to feel like you're making an informed decision. So to have Wilder as that friend who's educating you and presenting better options that take some of the burden off of the consumer. Finally, I asked Janie to introduce us to Lindsay Elliott, her co-founder and friend.
She's fierce. She's brilliant. And she's also incredibly discerning. And I love that about her. She's skeptical like I am, but in a very compassionate way. And I think that one of the hardest things that we've had to learn about each other is that I'm a wear my heart on my sleeve kind of person. And I let people in pretty easily because I don't feel like I have much to lose. I have a lot to give. And Lindsay is a more discerning person, and she's taught me a lot about how to have strong boundaries and how to stand my ground and how to have really high integrity. And I'm always amazed at her creativity too. I mean, building a business is like a big puzzle. I feel like it's just a scientific experiment, and you throw a couple variables together and you just close your eyes and hope they work. It's crazy. There's like this madness that comes with it. It's like being in free fall sometimes, where there's nothing to hold on to and nothing is guaranteed. And Lindsay's always a stabilizing force and has helped me to become more grounded and rooted and confident, because she is so grounded and rooted and confident and discerning. She's awesome.
It was just born out of personal need and desire. And then that, combined with all of this other momentum that grew almost immediately, we realized that we were kind of onto something, and that there was a niche to be filled. And I think out of just personal gusto, we took it on, which I laugh about sometimes, because it's definitely grown over the last 2 years to already. It's grown to be bigger than I ever imagined it being. I'm looking at running an e-commerce shipping and logistics management company. Who sets out to do that, you know? But it's so cool, because it's really become this whole thriving marketplace and community hub, and born out of friendship and personal need, I guess, and finding a niche.
What would you say the mission statement is?
I would say that Wilder's mission is to curate the best marketplace for the modern outdoors woman that is made from brands that are doing the best for people and the planet. And then beyond that, as a benefit corporation, it's our mission to provide a social good because of our business. We partner with nonprofits and elevate their work and financially support them based on the revenue that we make and the partnerships that we have.
That's exciting. So how do you pick the nonprofits to work with?
Oh, it's so exciting. This is my wheelhouse for the company. I get giddy just thinking about it. It's a combination of regional and national nonprofits. They're all US-based. I have a background in international development and sustainable development, and over the course of the last 10 years of my personal career, localizing more and more with my impact, whether it's philanthropy or whatever, working with US-based nonprofits is its core to Wilder's mission. And right now we're spanning the spectrum of recreation, like access and conservation, water. We're working with farming and gardening organizations. I want to be able to represent a diversity of interests to people, because our checkout model, people are going to be able to choose where they want the profit of their sales to benefit. Part of it is personal interest, seeing what people are really interested in terms of philanthropy and giving, and what makes people fired up to to contribute to. And then also, it's just, I think that there's a huge diversity of interests among modern outdoor women in terms of what we want to give back to.
Yeah, it's definitely true. So your role, do you feel like you have a defined role at Wilder, or as an entrepreneur, are you working in all aspects of the business?
Well, you nailed it. I mean, I'm certainly doing everything at this point in time, just the way it goes, but it's also part of learning my business really intimately and being able to understand the ins and outs of every structure that we have so that I can make really well-informed decisions about how to make them better, or, you know, how to down the line be a good leader within those systems. And I always want that to be the case. But I also do have a role, which is I'm the benefit director for Wilder. So that means that I manage all the nonprofit partnerships that we have and all the different campaigns that are going to come out of that throughout the year. And we're also going to have, in addition to our ambassadors, we're going to have stewardship ambassadors as well, and eventually grants that come out of this side of the company. So growing into that.
Oh, that's fantastic. It's you're right that Wilder has grown so much just even since you guys launched your Kickstarter.
It's pretty wild. I'm catching myself say that. I need to come up with a better descriptor, but it's the only thing that really captures it all right now.
Oh, which brings me to my next question. I know that starting a business, and I'm sure the hours are really, really long and your brain is going a mile a minute. How are you able to take care of yourself throughout this process?
I would say I'm still learning every day. I've had some resources that have solidified over the past year, which has really been when the stress kicked in. I mean, right now we have one employee, but I feel responsible for her livelihood, you know, and then that of my business partnership. And my business partnership is as demanding and fruitful as any relationship I've ever been in. So it's a lot to take care of and a lot to stay healthy for and with. And my personal resources have been, well, having a dog. I always say that because it's so true. She gets restless within a couple of hours of me sitting. So she'll come up and nudge me or like bring me a toy or something. And she reminds me that I'm an animal too, and that I need to move around, and she gets me outside every day. So it's a really basic thing, but I can tell you that it works wonders on my well-being. Beyond that, I mean, daily exercise is just essential, like daily movement, whatever it is, whether it's a walk or stretching or yoga, or I go in the backyard and I shoot my bow, or Janie and I climb a lot. And it's typically in the morning because an entrepreneur's day is completely unpredictable. And there's no telling what state I'm going to be in at 6 p.m. I can't count on my evenings being this relaxing time where I can rejuvenate and be free and whatever it is, because sometimes I'm working till 10 at night. So I've found that the mornings are sacred, and that's my time during the day. And I just get up earlier and earlier, really.
And you've touched on a few points, so I may be repeating myself or you, but what does success look like to you?
In the short term or the long term, or just in general?
Ooh, let's say long term, because I'm curious.
You're just going to get me going on all sorts of big visions. Long term, I hope that we have a fully fledged marketplace that's filled in every category, from hiking to paddling to snow sports to surf and swim to workwear to horses to whatever. I hope we have a fully fledged marketplace that is filled with products that we can all stand behind and believe in, and that are going to lessen our consumer impact and our resource impact on the planet. And one of the exciting things about the 2 years of R&D so far is that when we started, there wasn't enough out there to build a marketplace around. And now 2 years later, there really is. And we're starting with a really core, small set of brands, 15 to 20, that we really believe in. And we're going to grow and scale from there into all of these different categories because we have to start small. I mean, it's the three of us right now. So I hope that Wilder becomes a marketplace that people can really, really trust and trust that we're doing all of this back-end work to stand behind what we're putting out there as being good for the world, as good as it can be. And then beyond that, I really hope to engage the outdoor enthusiast and empower and impassion them to become an outdoor steward through what they're buying and why, and through the different platforms of engagement that are going to be on the Wilder site, so that when we are outdoors, we're not just visitors and we're not just thinking it as this place we recreate, but as a place where we have membership. And I would love everybody to really feel and know what that means and know how to participate in their communities and in stewardship and really feel like they're an active participant. So I hope that through the nonprofit partnerships, we can cultivate that interest and that and those resources for people. And hopefully we become an incredibly profitable company that can use all of those profits for social change and ecological justice and making connected wildlife corridors throughout the Rocky Mountain region and giving resources to the scientists and the activists and the stewards and the educators that are at the top of their fields and know exactly what needs to happen to curb our ecological crises and just need the push of capital and influence that we can provide. So that, I hope, grows into regeneration in general for the planet.
There's so much passion to be found here. Lastly, I asked Lindsay to introduce Gina.
I'm already smiling just because of how much I love this woman. Gina is one of the most positive, solution-oriented, get-shit-done, shiniest, happiest people on planet Earth. And she loves dogs. I think she probably would rather be a dog. She's an incredibly compassionate, wonderful friend, and she has a very strong background in retail and was the CFO for a big clothing company for 7 years. And she's been our friend and advocate since the very beginning. And we always sort of joked about her joining us, but I knew it was never going to happen because she had this really like amazing job that she had worked her way up. And one day she just told us, she actually pitched it to us and said, "I'd like to come work with you." And it feels like a dream to have her with us. It really does. Gina Peters is amazing. She can do anything. She can do anything with a smile. She can make you laugh. She doesn't spook easily. She's a perfect addition to our crazy team here.
Joining a startup is a pretty bold move. What made you want to become a part of Wilder?
Well, a startup in general is something I like to be part of. I love to learn as I go, and I love to wear many different hats, which is really necessary in the beginning of any startup. And I've been a part of several startups before, so I know that kind of role. But Wilder in particular, I believe that Wilder can serve and facilitate this new sustainable consumerism movement, and that it is combined with the outdoor industry and the outdoors itself was something that really appealed to me. Well, and I like the girls and I like what they do and I totally believe in them and feel really honored to be a part of this trifecta at the beginning.
You kind of alluded to not having a specific role, but would you say, do you have a title or are there lots of different things that you do every day?
Oh, yes. I have an actual title. I even have a business card and a little footer at the bottom of my email. I am the brand partnerships director. So they brought me on specifically for making the marketplace a thriving place and curating and working directly with the brands, POs, writing out the orders and the POs and everything. So I have a background in working with the apparel industry and even working in trade shows. And that is where they initially saw me as important for this startup. But yeah, I wear many different hats. Of course, I'm curating not only goods, but I'm gathering all the digital content for the website and even product specs. And I'm even now the tech person working with getting our printer set up and pretty much everything. There's something new every day.
Yeah, that's the startup life. How do you feel about launching the website soon?
I feel good. I feel like, well, we have our boss meetings every Monday and we have our list of everything we have to go through and task lists. And, you know, we're filling in everything we can. I don't think everything's going to be perfect, but it'll be functional and it'll be just exactly what we want it to see initially and be launched initially. So it's nerve-wracking because of that whole launch word that it's going to start and not stop. But I think that we've done enough research and we've worked hard enough to where I think we'll be able to deal with the problems at hand when they arise. So it doesn't make me as nervous.
Side note, I talked with the Wilder Women before the launch. It is now live and you can check it out at www.wildergoods.com. That's Wilder with a Y. How do the three of you bond as a team in the workplace and outside of the workplace?
We were already bonded, and I think what helps us with the balance of work and our relationship outside is just transparency of everything. That's what the boss meetings are for. It's not just logistics for what we need to get done for the work week, but also we have an appreciation part of it. So we just talk about what we appreciate about each other or what's happening in our own personal lives. So that creates a balance between work and personal. And then outside, we all are pretty active. And there's a lot of activities here that we all love: climbing, skiing. We can't wait for the snow. Well, we all love dogs, so some of us have dogs. So we have like a lot of activities that we bond outside of work and that keeps our relationship strong. And that we all just, in a way, just moved here. So that foundation of our friendship, of knowing each other before they started the company and we were before this, was really important to keeping our relationship strong.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it is pretty sweet.
Just sitting at breakfast with you guys, I could tell how close you were and how well you get along and how much fun you seem to have together. What ways can listeners of this podcast get involved with Wilder and support you guys and find out more?
They can sign up for the newsletter to see what projects we're involved in, and they can support us by buying product, but overall just reading why we chose the brands and then also the projects we're involved in, why we chose those projects. So mainly just getting onto our site and signing up for the newsletter is the first step. I mean, of course, all the social media avenues to see what we're doing, because most everything that we are involved in is going to be mentioned on those newsletters and our social media outlets. So Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, you name it, those are important for connection. And sending your suggestions of what products you'd like to see more or what projects you'd like to be involved in, or even sending, hey, I want to know how I can help out American Rivers, and maybe they didn't get in contact with them, but they can use us as a platform to get involved. Or if people are looking for women's groups, like we welcome all suggestions and questions, and we all love research and we all love connecting, so we can do the research for you guys.
So that's a little bit about Wilder from the founders and from their employee. As Gina said, you can learn more via www.wildergoods.com. Liz Song and I are hard at work wrapping up the second podcast on diversity, equity, and inclusion in the outdoors. We can't wait to share it with you all. If you enjoy this podcast, check out all the content on she-explores.com. And if you have time, leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help. I hope everyone is enjoying the season's change. It's an interesting time of year to navigate. The lack of light can be a little stifling. Let's try to get some fresh air every day, because that can make a really big difference, too. Music in this episode is by Mind's Eye. Till next time, bye.